Can a college insure the life of a wealthy sponsor? That was an important question in the case of the college's capital. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Bruce Hayworth was the president of a small, poor, but distinguished liberal arts college. Students learned, among other things, philosophy, logic, history, and literature, and had done so since the college's founding in the 1700s. But despite Claymore College's fine reputation, it was in very poor financial condition. And if it weren't for the generous financial gifts from Mrs. Walter Danby, they would probably have to close their doors. But Mrs. Danby was getting old, and Bruce worried that if she died, the college would be in deep trouble. He discussed this with Dr. Whitworth, his administrator, who said, "Perhaps we could insure Mrs. Danby for a large amount of money. Then when she dies, we could invest that money and survive on the investment returns." Well, Bruce thought that this was a great idea, and with Mrs. Danby's consent, the college took out a large insurance policy on her and paid the premiums for several years. When Mrs. Danby eventually died, the college, of course, claimed the face value of the policy. But the insurance company refused payment, and the college sued. The college's attorney told the court, "This policy was taken out several years ago on the life of Mrs. Danby. The insurance company has accepted large premium payments all this time, and it is now legally bound to pay the full amount of the policy to the college." The insurance company's attorney countered, "Claymore College had no right to take out a policy on its benefactor's life. There was no business relationship between them or any other kind of insurable interest. This little-known provision of insurable interest became law many years ago to stop out-and-out fraud, as well as this kind of insurance misuse. That law still exists in this state, and it applies directly to this case. The college is not entitled to the principal payment under this policy." Do you think that the college should be able to collect? We'll hear the court's decision in a moment. Can a college insure the life of a wealthy sponsor? No, ruled a North Carolina court. The college had no insurable interest. At best, all it had was a speculative expectation of future advantage. This isn't the kind of relationship required in an insurance contract. There must be ties of business, blood, or marriage. Other relationships may be recognized depending on circumstances, but this is not one of them. The college is entitled to a return of all the premiums it paid the company, but it cannot have the full amount of the policy. It's a point of law.
As a business owner, you make big decisions every day, but protecting what you've built shouldn't keep you up at night. At Horgan Law, we provide clear legal strategies to safeguard your business, from contracts and compliance to disputes. Our guidance helps reduce risk so you can focus on growth with confidence. Horgan Law, we'll take care of you. Visit HorganLawFirm.com to learn more.